NACAZ welcomes introduction of optional access to NAPSA benefits. Church urged to fight child marriages. And South Sudan leader sack powerful Vice President Paul Mel. Good afternoon. With the main news, I'm Margaret Mwanza. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACAZ, has welcomed the announcement to introduce an optional access to lump sum retirement benefits under the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA. Yesterday, Parliament approved a motion seeking the introduction of optional access to lump sum retirement benefits under NAPSA, designed to give members more flexible and options at retirement without compromising their long-term income security. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, NACAZ Executive Director Aaron Chansa commended the move, saying it will help to empower workers, especially teachers, as the current lump sum is inducing poverty among the retirees, which is not good for the development of the country. We are very happy as NACAZ because we have fought this battle for many years, and seeing it manifesting, we never stopped the fight even when we received criticism, said Dr. Chansa. He has called on the government through the Ministry of Labour and Social Security to fasten the process of enacting this motion into law so that the yet-to-be retirees also benefit. Dr. Chansa has also suggested that this law must have a provision of accommodating even those that have been members of NAPSA from way back so that they too can benefit.
It's a motion that is going to empower our workers, especially teachers, because currently NAPSA is very cruel. When people retire, they are getting just small allowances per month. And what we want is the Parliament to quickly enact this motion into law so that those who are going to be retiring can be getting a lump sum so that they can do something out after retirement.
Business consultant Mubamba Sichilongo has welcomed the 0.25 percentage point reduction in the monetary policy rate, MPR, announced by the Bank of Zambia, describing it as a positive step toward lowering the cost of borrowing and stimulating economic activity. The Bank of Zambia on Wednesday, November 12, 2025, announced that the monetary policy rate had been reduced from 14.5% to 14.25% for the fourth quarter of 2025, a move aimed at supporting economic activity while maintaining price stability. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Sichilongo said the reduction implies that the cost of borrowing money, particularly in the form of loans, is expected to decrease. The reduction means that the cost of borrowing has been brought down and therefore the interest loan rate is expected to be lowered, said Mr. Sichilongo. Mr. Sichilongo noted that while the reduction may appear marginal, it remains significant in signaling the central bank's intent to support economic growth. The marginal reduction may be minimal and may not have much impact on moving the interest rate for the loans, but it is a reduction nevertheless, said Mr. Sichilongo. He also said that the development will encourage individuals and businesses to consider borrowing at a more affordable rate as a viable option for expansion and investment.
Minimal as it may be, the reduction implies that the cost of borrowing money in terms of loans has been brought down. So what it means that from there, the interest rates on a loan is expected to be lowered, because that is the baseline for commercial lenders and everybody else. This is expected to encourage more people to borrow, knowing that the rate has been reduced.
Media Network on Child's Rights has urged the church to use its influence and collaborate with government in the fight against child marriages. This follows government's commitment through the Ministry of Community Development and Social Services to ending child marriages in all its forms. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, organization's executive director, Henry Kawe, said that the church plays an important role in national development and has over the years been active in governance issues, calling for members to become economically empowered. As a society, we are seeing a lot of influential church leaders focusing more on preaching economic empowerment, leaving out social issues like child marriage, which is a critical problem that has affected our country both in rural and urban areas, said Mr. Kawe. He also said government's commitment to ending child marriages should motivate the church to mobilize members to preach against the vice, as Christianity is the most dominant religion in the country and its influence on society cannot be overstated. Mr. Kawe further emphasized that this approach would guarantee success in ending child marriages, as most church members often obey religious leaders.
So child marriage is a very critical issue that has been affecting our society, both in rural and urban areas. So there is need for us as a country, the church in particular, to ensure that we focus on addressing this issue. Even as government has committed to addressing child marriage, we need to mobilize members, talk to the members, influence the members, because members of churches normally want to obey preachers. We have heard stories.
Northern Province Permanent Secretary Bernard Mpundu has commissioned road maintenance equipment worth 7.78 million kwacha in Mungwe District. Mr. Mpundu says the newly commissioned equipment will enhance service delivery of road maintenance projects by the local authority. The procurement process is complete and the expectation now is for local authority to develop clear schedules and manpower deployment plans to guarantee a rapid improvement of the road network over the coming weeks, said Mr. Mpundu in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Mpundu said government has made it a priority to provide all necessary equipment and fuel to ensure that impassable roads are made accessible. And Mungwe Council Chairperson Grace Chomba said the procurement will end the reliance on costly hired equipment. Meanwhile, District Commissioner Mr. Muma Musonda has called on residents to exercise patience as the road grading process begins across the district. In Africa news, South Sudan's leader Salva Kiir has dismissed one of his vice presidents, Benjamin Bormel, who had been tipped as his possible successor. Kiir stripped Bormel of his military rank of general and dismissed him from the National Security Service. He also sacked the central bank governor and the head of the revenue authority, both considered close allies of Bormel. No explanation was given to the dismissals, which were announced in a decree broadcast on state television. It comes when there are growing fears of political instability and a possible return to civil war after the recent collapse of a fragile power-sharing agreement between Kiir and opposition leader Riek Machar. Coming up shortly, at least 37 killed in Perry after bus plunges into ravine. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. At least 37 people were killed and dozens injured in Peru when a bus plunged into a 200 meters deep ravine after a head-on collision. The incident happened in the early hours of Wednesday morning on a rugged stretch of the Pan-American Highway that connects Peru with Chile. Local media say the bus was carrying 60 passengers when it smashed into a pickup truck on a curve, careered off the road and fell into the banks of the Ocana River. Bus crashes are common in Peru, especially at night and on mountain highways. This is often due to poor road conditions, excessive speed, and lack of safety signage.
Sports update.
Record Chipolopolo midfielder Albert Kangwanda has attributed his national team call-up to his fine club form. In an interview with the FAS media team, Kangwanda said he was hoping his club form could be replicated at the national team. "It feels good to be back with the national team. I have always wanted